Hey, what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Boxer Watch. I'm your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside the Box Man, Brian. Brian, I didn't fuck up the intro this week.
Good job. How are you?
I'm doing excellent now, thank you. How about yourself?
I am fine and dandy.
Good. Welcome back. This is the X-Men 97 Episode 3 podcast. But as always, we are going to do news in the news first. But Brian, very, very slight on the news front this week. Everyone's just talking about the X-Men and how X-Men are going to save Marvel. And it's hard for me to disagree with them. But before we talk about X-Men and Marvel saving itself and whatnot, the biggest story this week, I think, when we went through it just now in our pre-show meeting, Florence Pugh is on the set of the Thunderbolts, and Marvel Studios let her tweet out a video of, just, like, walking around the back lots in, like, Atlanta or whatnot, and then she walks in, and the director is sitting there in the chair, and you can see a little bit of them filming the video of, it seems like it's a woman with a gun pointed, and I was like, show me more. They should do this for all productions.
Yeah. I would have been so nervous to post that if I was her.
I know, but like she didn't post it on her account. She posted it on the Marvel Studios account. So like, I think they told her to do it. Listen, Marvel is, like we said, Marvel is kind of they're struggling here to get people interested in these movies, and they know Florence Pugh is hot, number one, and they know that you sneak in a little footage in the background of, and whatnot. People are gonna get excited, so. Movies filming.
I'm sure she sent it to them, and they were like, "Yeah, this is fine."
Yeah. You can't even really tell. I really tried to enhance that video and see who was in it, who was in the background, but I couldn't do it. I don't have those powers, so it's interesting. They're filming. They're doing it. It's coming out next year sometime. I think it should be an interesting movie. Brian knows. I recently bought the Sentry comic just to read up on him. He's supposed to be a big part of this movie. And, So, that'll be fun. What were your thoughts on Bill Pullman's son getting the gig after Stephen Young pulled out?
No thoughts, really.
Yeah. I like Bill Pullman. His son kind of looks like him.
I like Bill Pullman. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any thoughts on his son, if I'm being honest. Did he do anything that I should know?
The only thing I know him from is from the new Top Gun, which I didn't even see.
Yeah.
I would have liked Steve Young. Fair. I wish that would have worked out, but yeah.
Yeah, I liked him too, but it's like a new character, so I care less when it's not like replacing an actor that did it already.
Yes, of course, of course. Same thing going with my girl from The Bear. What's her name? Was supposed to be in this movie as well.
Yes, I forget her name.
Yeah, man, I like her a lot too. Anyway, she was the one that was beefing with J-Lo. Doesn't matter. She's out, so it doesn't matter. And then secondly, and kind of finally, I just want to talk about, you know, this is basically a rumor, because again, bad week for news. But people are talking on the internet, two things really. One, you know, like we said, just about the X-Men, how the X-Men are going to save Marvel and how, you know, maybe this rewriting of Kang Dynasty is to make it more X-Men-y, make it Avengers X-Men, you know, really tie in the stuff from the end of the Marvels, which I think would make sense and would be sick. And then also that the fact that, you know, we're expecting a July statement and so such from Marvel and Feige at Comic-Con, but people are speculating now that 2 weeks later is D23 and that they're going to do their big presentation there. Any thoughts on Avengers versus X-Men possibly being written as the fifth movie, which is going to go into production in 2025. So they are filming it soonish. Maybe no Comic-Con, maybe only D23. What are your thoughts, Brian?
I do like Avengers vs. X-Men. It takes like a step back from needing a big bad, and this seems like a time to do that because they don't know what the fuck to do with Kang.
Yeah.
So you could backburner him for a little bit. You know that they're not going to kill each other. They'll be fine and probably unite against a bigger force in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that is a good way to do it because like X-Men is their own team, so yeah. They would. Yeah, I could see them being like, oh, we don't need another team. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
And, you know, tension there, like in Civil War.
Yes.
San Diego Comic-Con versus D23. I don't know. Like, all of the movie people look towards San Diego Comic-Con because that's every other studio, yes. Like, does some big releases there. Yes. D23 is, like, for Disney enthusiasts.
Yeah.
So, if I'm them, I would rather San Diego Comic-Con. I'm also partial to Comic-Con. I just think it's a bigger spectacle, but yeah, much bigger. I know D23 is big.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I also... I would prefer...
Oh, you're struggling now.
Yeah, I think they should do the big Comic-Con panel and then also do leave some things for D23. That's what they did, what, 2021, 2022? When was the last... I think it was 2021, when they went back to Comic-Con after being gone for a while or whatever.
Yeah.
They did a big, big, big slate announcement, and then they did, you know, a smaller thing at D23 where they still announced some stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got people talking about you the whole month, so why not do that?
Exactly. And, again, like I said, I think I said it last week or a few weeks ago, they need to clean up this this timeline, these spaces, this, you know, all the stuff that they're doing. They need to clean it up and explain it to us how it's going to move going forward.
Yep, it's a mess.
Because, you know, like, you know, you see these things online, you see these you know, reports from Daniel RPK and stuff like that, where it's like, you know, you're hearing about Shang-Chi 2 and Spider-Man 4 and, you know, oh, they're going to go into production at the end of the year, they're going to go into production early next year. And stuff like that. And it's like, you know, yep. Marvel hasn't said dick about any of that stuff. They haven't talked about Shang-Chi. They haven't talked about Spider-Man at all. And, you know, that we need to sit them down at a big event, and they need to sit us down and tell us what's happening. And I think James Gunn needs to do the same thing for DC Studios. Now, they haven't announced what they're doing. They do need to come up with something. I do hate hearing about, like, you know, especially with DC, you know, like, stuff in the trades, right? Like, in a Hollywood Reporter or a Variety or whatever. Like, I wish they would just come out and be like, all right, this is the plan. Like, they gave us 10 titles. But, like, other than that, they haven't given us dates, directors, things. You get that old dude, like, the grapevine. And if you're in the weeds, if you're not in, you know, the weeds like us, you're not knowing anything about this, you know?
Right.
So, kind of crazy. I think both studios need to get out there this summer, so we'll see. And also with DC, you know, you get to Comic-Con, you show a little footage of fucking Superman that you've been shooting, get people fucking hyped for that, you know? Like, yeah, even though the movie exactly. was, even though the movie fucking sucked, you remember that Comic-Con where fucking they showed the you know, the Batman versus Superman footage to the people and everyone was freaking out and everyone was like, oh my god, it looks so cool.
Yeah, people lost
their minds. That movie made a lot of fucking money, you know? Even, mm-hmm. even if it sucked, it made a lot of money, so like, you know, get out there, show some footage, get us excited, get us popping, you know?
Right, exactly.
So, just like, I mean, this year, you know, like, the Eyes of Wakanda show comes out this year. They showed it at, I think they showed some footage of it at the What If premiere in, like, late December or whatever, and it's like, no one else has ever seen it. Like, put it out there. It's coming out this year. Show me.
Yeah.
I've seen nothing from it, you know?
They're just, like, super quiet and secretive for no good reason.
Yeah. And it's fun. Like, I get with some things or whatever, but, like, you know, for something that's supposed to be out, you know, there's, what, fucking 9 months left in the year already? Like, we've already just blown through 3 months of the year? Like, you know, show me some fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
I don't get it. I don't get the...
Yeah.
I think they think they're being mysterious, but people are, like, losing interest. It's like, oh, another Marvel movie's
that's
coming
the
out.
Thing. You have like, they're losing like the us. Hype. You have people like us who will see almost everything. We're not really going to see the Sony bullshit. But we're going to see almost everything, but then also, like, you know, we're not the majority. The majority of these people are going to just not see these new movies if they're not interested in it. You have to make the casual person interested again. You've lost them. You've very much lost them. And you got to bring them back.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
The casual person is like, Deadpool 3 looks awesome, and then, I don't know, are they still doing other stuff?
Yeah.
That is the casual person.
Yes. Just like last year, right? The casual fan was like, oh shit, Guardians of the Galaxy 3? Yeah, I love that. I'll go see it. And the movie rocked, and it didn't help Marvel at all. It made a shit ton of money. Oh. It was critically acclaimed. Everyone loved it. And no one saw the Marvels. No one watched Echo. No one watched What If. Like, it didn't even happen. Like, that big stuff didn't even fucking happen. So,
yeah,
they have to do something to keep the casual fan interested. We're always going to be there. People like me, you, our friends, stuff like that. Your Marvel movie's coming out, we're going to go see it. You need to get the casual fan back. That's the most important. And, you know, when you had them, things were great, too. Like, things haven't been as great. So,
right.
It's time to start leaning back into that.
I completely agree. So give us some shit. Make people excited. You have two events to do it. Yeah. You don't have to pick and choose, Marvel.
Do fucking both. All right. With that said, we can talk about episode 3 of X-Men 97. Speaking of getting the casuals excited, the casuals love this shit. And I do too.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Episode 3. I will say, like, I know that, you know, this is based off the original series and I've been watching it a lot and, You know, it, the episodes that happen in the early season are exactly like this, right? Well, they'll get through an entire story in less time, too. Those original episodes, only runtime, they're only 22 minutes. This is usually about 33, 34 minutes. And, man, I didn't think they were going to get through the entire Madeline Pryor shit in just one episode. But, boy, did they, and boy, did it rock.
They're good. It's right to the point. Yeah. I think this is the best episode of the first three, easily.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
Yeah.
So right away, they got the two Jeans. Jean looked alike that showed up at the door at the end of episode 2. And Jean, who is, you know, with Scott. And the Jean with Scott is like, all right, well, obviously I'm the real one. Who the fuck is this? Yeah. And they do tests on her, and like, Beast is like,
no.
So, she is the real one. We're not really sure who you are, friend. And Scott, and she goes, at one point she goes to Scott, and she's like, I mean, this is ridiculous, right? And he's like, I don't know, science. They're trying to figure it out. She's all pissed off. And they don't waste time at all telling us that Mr. Sinister is behind all this. There's like, hears voices. So people start getting visions. And, you know, he created this other gene. And what was it? Was this the part? Was it early on when they all started having visions of shit going on, like Magneto and Rogue?
Yes. That's how they. It was right after she hears and sees Mr. Sinister, and he's like, "Yes, you're my clone. I created you." Blah blah blah, and that kind of sets her off, and she uses her telepathy to, like, I guess basically show the entire team their own nightmares and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you got, like, Gambit, you know, watching Rogue and Magneto fuck, and like Logan.
There were a couple of them.
Logan and Jean and stuff like that. Yeah, like, you know, you see nightmare shit, so.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. And Beast opening the elevator and there's a big blob.
Yeah.
He goes, one of us is on the wrong floor.
So, so she talks to Mr. Sinister, basically turns herself immediately into the Goblin Queen, which is what Madeline Pryor is more known as, I guess.
Yes.
And, Nathan is handed over to Mr. Sinister.
Yes.
And, there is a cool fight here. We'll talk about it in a minute. It goes on for a while. But, like, basically, Mr. Sinister believes that, you know, the baby of Cyclops and Jean Grey would be a unique, pretty insane mutant. And basically, he wants that baby for himself to wreak havoc. So, you know, they know Sinister has these labs and Morph brings them there. And pretty cool fight. Like, cool stained glass window stuff. And Magneto confronts the Goblin Queen at one point. And she's like, you can control metal. I can control everything.
Yes, I thought their fight was pretty fucking cool.
It was good. Sinister didn't fight too much. I mean, he popped in and out. But it was mostly them against the Goblin Queen.
Yes.
So he, he winds up giving Nathan, the little baby, this virus. And, you know, Nathan's like super sick. And they're like, listen, we're gonna ask Bishop here to, bring Nathan away. So you will lose your baby. And Cyclops is super not happy with that.
Yeah. They're like, well, we don't have a cure for this, and it could take years to figure out a cure for this virus, but maybe they have a cure for it in the future. And they were like, all right, Cable, not Cable, well, Cable's going, but Bishop was just Cable's like, all right. Yeah. Bishop is just like, well, I can only take the baby. I can't take the two of you. I don't have enough juice.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I'm only one guy.
Yeah. So. Poor.
So, so Bishop takes little baby Cable. Yeah. Away to the future. They're able to stop Sinister and his plan for now.
Yep.
And, you know, Madeline Pryor leaves. So,
I liked this just because, like, she says goodbye to real Jean, and she's just like, you can call me Madeline Pryor. And I'm just like, well, where does that name come from? You just made it up on the spot?
Yeah.
She was just like, I think I like Madeline Pryor for no discernible reason.
Yeah, not at all. But you know what? Still better than how they named Han Solo.
Yeah, well.
Han Solo don't know where that name
at means. Least makes sense.
Yeah, this is just that. She was flipping through a book of baby names. And
yeah.
Madeline Pryor. So she leaves. That's the end of them. And then it shows us Storm.
Yep.
Chilling in a bar in Alabama.
Yeah, I think. Like a regular human. Yeah.
And it's just been, you know, real hot there recently. And someone's like, I wish it could rain.
And she's like, fuck.
And we find out it's Forge who can restore her abilities.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I heard about you.
And Forge was the X-Men that me and Kevin have always made fun of for years. So I laughed when they showed him.
What's wrong with Forge?
Because I remember we were talking about all their powers, like Storm controls the weather, you know, Magneto controls, you know, energy and metal and all that. You know, Wolverine can heal himself. And then Francesco started naming all these other heroes and villains and all their abilities. And I'm flipping through a book of names and I'm like, what about Forge? What can Forge do? I was like 12 or 13. Yeah. And he was like, Forge can build shit. I was like, that he's a construction worker? This is Forge?
Yeah.
And he explained it, like, you know, he could build whatever his mind can think of, but awful general description.
He's a bomb builder, basically. Come on.
Yeah, Forge the Builder.
Forge the Builder.
But he's going to build something to fix Storm, so that's cool. She'll probably have a pretty badass engine.
Yeah. Excited to get Storm back. I don't want her to not have powers for a long time, because she's so cool.
She's too cool to not.
Exactly. But yeah, another week, another Saturday morning, another killer episode. Really enjoying this series. I think they're killing it with this. I think the animation looks tremendous. I think the stories are good. So let's keep it rolling next week with episode 4. Anything else on the X-Men before we wrap this up, Ryan?
No, I don't think so. Nice, quick and easy week. Yeah. Nice episode.
Always is because of them. That's it. Follow us on Twitter, on X, at F... what's our fucking thing? At InfinityBoxRW. That is it. See, I didn't fuck up the intro.
There you go.
This up. Check us out there. That's where we'll post everything. We'll have cool stuff. I'll cough for a second. Sorry about that if you're listening to headphones. Yeah, check us out over there on all the podcast apps. TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, everywhere podcasts are found. You'll find us. Check that out. Check us out everywhere. I keep saying that. Please check us out. And then check us out on my wrestling podcast. Brian's not going to be on it, but I'll be on it.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll be in Philly for WrestleMania. So if you're down there, come check us out. I'll be on at TR Wrestling on Twitter, all the same podcast apps plus Spotify. So big week, big fun week. Check us out. We love you. Episode 4 next week. Keep this baby rolling. Baby, get it? Baby cable. Say goodbye, Brian.
Bye, Brian.